Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the web at republicbroadcasting.org. My name is William Roberts, and if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Today, we are again joined by a very special guest, a wonderful friend, the founder of Freedom Advocates, and the man and the voice behind the former Freedom 21 Santa Cruz radio show that, as many will recall, was simulcast right here over the Republic Broadcasting Network. Through his addresses, public speaking engagements, and publications and website, many thousands of Americans, including myself, have become aware of the corrosive nature of the United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Program of Action. A tireless worker in this epic struggle for self-determination in the ownership and use of personal, private property and the freedom bequeathed to us by the founders of our great nation, it is both my honor and joy to welcome Michael Shaw as we become vocal local. Good morning, Michael. Are you with us?
Well, I am, Will. It's nice to hear your voice and be on your show.
Well, it's great to have you back. I just got done with a two-hour broadcast. We're now going into the third-hour broadcast of a sustainable development expose and extravaganza, and I can't think of anybody that I would rather have conclude this three-hour program than yourself. Surely you know as much as and more than anyone on the topic and have developed this system through your understanding of being able to express it in ways that I can't imagine so simply and so clearly that everyone can understand. So we've got a few minutes before we go into this first break left, and I'm just going to give a little bit of commentary here to get us going. But I will simply say to the audience, we do welcome your calls, your comments, and your questions that you might have about Agenda 21. But I ask that you please hold your calls until we ask for them. And the RBL listener call-in line is 1-800-313-9443, and your calls are welcome. Michael, just before we go into the break, would you tell us a little bit about freedomadvocates.org, the website, how people can get involved with that right away, and we'll repeat it again later in the broadcast.
Well, it's simple enough. It's freedomadvocates.org, and our purpose is to bring an understanding, really, of two things, of the nature of Americanism, what principles that the American experience were founded on, and then an analysis of how those have eroded and how the stage has been set for the dawning of a new age, an era of globalism, where human beings are nothing but biological resources put to the use by a globalist human elite for purposes of their selfish ends. That's what sustainable development has as its thrust, as its core. That's why American people are finding themselves so disoriented and frustrated by the process of our government today. Our government is committed to the sustainable development, one world globalist plan that is centered in the hands and the process of globalist bankers and globalist politicians.
As the founder and as the country that houses the main secretariat, we're not just involved in it. We're principal partners in this. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I would agree. I think probably the principal partner, if we were to look at nations, would be Great Britain.
Absolutely. And right after this break, we will return with Mike Shaw. Stay with us on Become Vocal.
Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now introducing Life Change Fat Burners. They clean your blood and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hi, Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Walk a chance. Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. Man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and I take, it's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-8848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
And we're back right here on Become Vocal. And we're speaking today with my good friend Michael Shaw, the founder of Freedom Advocates. You can go to the website freedomadvocates.org and browse during the broadcast and see just how many incredible tools that you that they have provided for you to become vocal, local, and active in your area. Michael, as we're going into the break, we just started in a little bit about the United Nations in New York and perhaps a more centralized power structure coming from England, from London, the city that may indeed, in fact, be operating sustainable development. Let's go into that briefly, and then let's try and answer the question of the day, what is sustainable development?
Fair enough. Well, I think that when one looks at the organization of sustainable development and the origins of it and the powers that stand behind it, it's clear that it is the globalist banking organizations. And none are more clear than the Rothschild interests and the Bank of England interests, because it was the Bank of England that adopted the system of funny money, that is, money made out of thin air and loaned out to either governments or those people, and the nature of that money made out of nothing by centralized bankers has allowed them to have interest income on those creations for a long time now. Here in the United States, banking interests have been doing that since 1913. But in England, it goes back to the 1600s. And so, as a consequence, huge amounts of capital have accumulated in the hands of the globalist bankers, and that money has been able to be used to buy up key industries, the least of which is the information agencies, television and radio. And so the policies of the globalist consortium have been able to be implemented in this country and around the world through a process of indoctrination, really. And they've been able to buy other key industries and certainly have been able to take control of governmental institutions. And remember back to what Rothschild himself said. He said, "I care not who makes the laws, because if I make the money, I can control the lawmaking."
And so that's really what is happening when we consider the fiat money system, the monetary system, by which you take tangibles, take out the gold and the silver or whatever. You take out that real monetary process and you convert over to the fiat system, where basically you loan money into existence, you create it on paper or now on a computer, and it is backed by absolutely the wealth that I see that the Rothschilds dynasty and the Rockefellers and others in the game and all of their minions, they're holding real wealth in the background, and they're handing to us a negotiable instrument that is incapable of debt. And so even though we buy a house with a mortgage or buy a car with a mortgage or whatever, we never own that because we've never paid for it. It's a clever scheme, but in the same time, they're holding collateral on all of this funny money, as you call it, all over the world. And as a result, all of the true wealth, the land, the labor, and all of the resources are being taken away from us, and our individual property rights are disappearing in this process. Would you agree with that? Is it a good
thing? Well, I would. I think that's very well stated. I would say this. The risk that we stand at today is that that process may quickly accelerate as we go through a second round of the foreclosure binge, and you know, as we continue to see meaningful jobs shipped offshore, and as the American economy begins to slip into a globalist economic framework. And that means that private property is simply not going to exist, and that the prospects of wealth creation for ordinary people will evaporate. And the consequences to the middle class can and will be devastating. So the really maniacal plan that is encapsulated today in sustainable development is the outgrowth. And the it was one of the early globalist Fabians, Orson Welles, I believe, who said, we will crawl like a turtle for decades until we can see the finish line, and then we will break out like a hare. And I'm concerned that we're in that time frame now. It's becoming easier to see sustainable development operatives operating in your community and in our country. That's why it is becoming increasingly important that a much larger percentage of the American population begins to understand the true nature of sustainable development. Because if we don't stop this locomotive, our children and posterity will pay a very heavy price. And that's not to say that we ourselves won't pay a heavy price. Even baby boomers aren't too old to experience the real-life decimation that is planned through the program of sustainable development.
One of the things that I find not necessarily disturbing, the whole concept is disturbing, but definitely what worthy of wrapping our minds around, is that throughout the Agenda 21, the book, The Big Orange Beast, you'll see references that some of these directives and initiatives, the goals, the objectives, they apply in the developed nations, but can be in the developing nations. And so even though this appears on its face exoterically as a global initiative, there are certain amendments to it that are possible in those developing countries. They know that we, the developed nations, are going to have to pay the bill. And so we're going to pay the most for this, and we will stand to lose the most. I think you're absolutely right. The abolition of private property is not only the number one plank in the Communist Manifesto, but it remains the number one plank in the global agenda.
Right, and they use a sweet-sounding terminology to evidence that. Sustainable development is about the creation of public-private partnerships. Now, public means government, private means individual. And they paint that as a sweet-sounding panacea for economic problems. But public-private partnership is the same dynamic that Schindler had with Hitler, if people remember the movie Schindler's List. Public-private partnership is economic fascism. And we're seeing that transformation happening very quickly. Here in California, at least in my community, Santa Cruz, you don't build homes unless you're a public-private partner. That means that you're going to take, you're willing to take federal funds for the development of so-called smart growth housing in order to advance the sustainable development objectives. And that becomes very hazardous to the economic health of any community. When the federal government funds hand-picked developers turns over massive amounts of dollars to them for the construction of new world, new age, small stack 'em and pack 'em housing, we can begin to see that we are preparing right now for a post-private property era in America, where we're to be transported by trains and buses, living in stack 'em and pack 'em housing, 15, 20 stories high, with assigned jobs and mandated child care circumstances. This is precisely the social involvement that was the thrust of the communist experiments in Russia. And here today, with the strength of the magnificent U.S. dollar, we're converting into the social system that was engineered or designed by communists, using the economic system that was designed by fascists. So, you know, I remember as a child having a teacher in the seventh grade say, you know, we need to worry about communism and pray for those children living in Russia. But what we need to be concerned about is a world that approaches eco-economics from the combination of a communist social system and a fascist economic system. And that's where America is today. That's really where the whole world is today, all directed under this program called Sustainable Development. It means a one-world government where unalienable rights, the right to one's own life, liberty, and property, are just simply abated. Sustainable development is the process by which America is being reorganized around the central principle of state collectivism, and it uses the environment as bait. Be very wary of the environmental calls in your community and state, because these are all the subterfuges for bringing about this new political economic system. So sustainable development is being done operationally in our communities while our children in government schools are being indoctrinated and being prepared to live in a state-run, globally managed collective.
And in that system, folks, when we were reading in the previous hour, we talked about getting the children out of the home, out from the care and the nurture of their mother and their father, and get them early into kindergartens so that they could begin this long, slow decay of cultural and family traditional belief systems, so that they can become the global citizens of the future. And as we begin in the last hour, Michael, one of the things that I was talking about, one of the hurdles that we're up against, is that the very people that wrote Agenda 21 are themselves inside of the Matrix. Now, when we come back from this break, folks, we'll figure out a little bit more about how this matrix works and what we need to do to block it locally. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States come money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
We've returned right here on Become Vocal Local. And whatever the United Nations gives, United Nations takes away. They have a tendency of taking back whatever it is that they've given out. And of course, because when you reach out for federal, state, and international community grants and aid, the shackles of control come on. You come under their agenda. In the area and the arena, Michael, of education, at the adult level, at the adult education, building competency is a theme that repeats endlessly throughout Agenda 21. Let's talk a little bit about building that competency and building the information and technology grid that is used globally to indoctrinate and to control through a global governance scheme, if you would.
Well, the United Nations outreach on a whole variety of issues is massive. Many people might think that the UN isn't a real threat. They're a debating society sitting in New York, and they discuss the issues of the day. But the reality is that the United States government has succumbed to the pressures of the globalists as articulated through the United Nations in all kinds of regards. And in education, that's certainly the case. George Bush, the current George Bush, brought us back into UNESCO, which is the United Nations economic and social policy dynamic that really does directly input and dominate the teachers' organizations. The NEA, the National Education Association Group of Teachers, is an NGO. NGO is an accredited organization, accredited by the United Nations, for purposes of implementing sustainable development. And you'll find that all over the landscape here in America, from the Sierra Club to the Audubon Society working on the environmental elements of sustainable development, to the teachers' associations working on the educational elements of sustainable development. What we've gotten ourselves into is a dynamic where NGOs, so-called non-governmental organizations, what it really means is extra-government organizations, all accredited by the UN for purposes of implementing sustainable development policy into all aspects of Americans' lives. You know, speaking to the school situation, you can You can go to schools across this country. My local public school, Aptos High, doesn't teach the children about the Declaration of Independence. In fact, I was on a radio show in Wisconsin, central Wisconsin, and a school official called in and just lambasted me, proclaiming that George Washington is an old dead man and not relevant to the teaching of children today. Very defensive of the positioning that those schools have taken about the creation of such things as model UN clubs within the school, or the International Baccalaureate Program, which is rated directly by UN officials in Geneva, Switzerland. And we have these organizations propping up in high schools across the country. But at the baseline, we have our students not being exposed even.
Well, I think, Michael, the educator that contacted you and called in on that broadcast is himself a victim of the system. When we understand that prior to our birth, there was already at work in this country and around the world historical revisionism in process, where books were being edited and leadership and role models were being taken out and new ones were put in. So if this educator went through a process and got his bachelor in the controlled educational system and a master's degree and then came on as an educator, he's so far and so deep into the system that unless someone in his community comes in and actually grabs him by the ear and sits him down and starts to show him the truth and where we started to go astray, he would be 100% in conscience and standing in all faith and truth, believing that he is repelling something that needs to go away as just a bunch of old dead white guys with philosophical radical ideas from the 17th and 18th century. But he just doesn't know how far down the hole he's allowed himself to go.
Well, the unfortunate is, in my experience, is that administrators in the teaching profession don't want to be awakened to that reality, because if they did, they'd lose their positions. And that's why I think that the real hope has to lie with individual classroom teachers who are increasingly directed to teach the globalist program, but who, when that door closes, can teach students about concepts like unalienable rights and the sanctity of each human being, and how government exists to protect those rights, not to subjugate the people. And if enough teachers did that, there would be a redawning of the awareness of the nature of the American experience, such that we don't have to have a majority of the youth understanding the truth about this. Significant minority, they will be the ones influence policy in this next generation in a way that restores the American ideals. And if we don't do that, we're all going to pay a big, big, big price.
And now it's time for us to pay our price for our air bills. We're going to go to this bottom of the hour commercial break, and we will return in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848. How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy. Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leader's New Vitality comes a great old colon and body cleanse. I take New Vitality's colon and body cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the colon and body cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surface in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Have returned once again here on Become Vocal Local, and as we were going into the break, Michael was sharing that one of the relief valves, if you would, one of the hopes is that individual teachers would be able to, behind the closed door of the classroom, be able to re-energize belief and an understanding in what our founders understood when they created this nation. Michael, one thing that I would add in that, on past broadcasts here on Become Vocal Local, we've talked about public opinion and cross currents of public opinion as they shape law and legislation. And certainly the dominant theme of public opinion today is the implementation of sustainable development. It comes on us and at us from every direction. And an individual teacher in one place or another could have some impact on students, especially if she bonded well with them and they respected his or her opinions on things. But I see a problem there. First of all, that is then the introduction of a cross-current of public opinion, which can be very powerful. But as Americans have so long basically been taking overdrafts on our bank of duty that we now are so far in the red that we've become bankrupt civically, we need to reverse that and start making deposits. And I think it would be so helpful if people would understand that it is the school board and the superintendent of schools and the curriculum director who have bought in on all of this in exchange for their federal dollars, and we need to have more bodies on those bodies, if you will, actually steering, guiding, and directing us away from implementation of sustainable development and this counter-cultural type of a revolution. We need to go back to that level where we're actually regaining the control of our schools so that we're not creating a cognitive dissonance in the children where one teacher says this and another contradicts it. But I do think we really need to go back and start from the beginning, have an open textbook, Sunshine Law, so that anyone in the community who's paying taxes into the system to support it has open access to the textbooks. But Let's go in a little deeper into this. Obviously, the University Extension Program has an outreach globally to alter the opinions of not only the decision makers, but also this idea to bring women, children, and indigenous people into the decision-making process. But we've got trade policies that go against a free society that you understand, and perhaps you'd talk a little bit about the global system. We definitely, globalism, globalization, we're definitely drawing from multiple continents. How can we finance and operate as an economic system without buying into this dialectic?
Well, I don't think that the globalist free trade policy does reconcile with American ideals. The use of the term free trade has really two meanings. You know, the first meaning that is normally understood and accepted by people is the idea that if I want to trade with you, there's no government that should get in my way. That's free trade. You know, that can extend cross-country borders into places like Mexico or China. But once we take international organizations, all part of the sustainable development, one world order governance system, and say boundaries are irrelevant and tariffs must be eliminated, we'll determine the nature and the breakdown of the tariff dynamics, and we will then support the idea of bringing down the economically well-off nations and replacing the middle class in those nations with a budding slave producers in places like China where goods can be done cheaply. That's what free trade has turned into in the 21st century, is a system of global trade without national tariffs in order to supplement the development of cheap slave labor in certain countries that import freely into countries like America, ultimately bringing down our middle class and making us part of that slave trade system that is globalism as it's being designed under our noses today. So the trade policies are very important, but the reality in terms of local concept is that I can't stand up and stop American trade policies as it deals with China or anywhere else. You know, our Congress people do that. And the reality is that as long as we keep electing the same people to Congress and the same people into the White House that we've been collecting for the last several decades at least, we will continue on this program. So it all comes down to local dynamics. Trade policy is obviously big. We can affect it locally, understanding that the incumbent serving you in Congress is part of the problem.
So there's, without any political will at the federal level and at the state level and the highest echelons, there will be no change. We only go into this deeper and deeper. And so in order to correct that, then, we need to first understand that the two-party political system is just the obverse and the reverse of the same coin. Someone else is tossing it. We're not. And as at that level, on the economic scene, transnational corporations, the captains of finance and industry who truly hold the levers of power, when they look at the planet Earth, they're not looking at sovereign nation states. They're not looking at borders, as you mentioned. It's a world without borders to the transnationalists. They're as comfortable with having their headquarters in Beijing as they are in Berlin or New York or Geneva. Any place would be fine with them. And so at some particular point in all of this, we the people are going to have to just say no, not only to their products, but also to energize politically and begin to regain control, if you will, of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. And that can only be done through the political parties themselves, certainly because they have a lockout on all creative ideas. And until those two party systems are either so thoroughly embedded that we can shape their platforms or disbanded and eliminated, we won't have any kind of political solution short of the bullet box, which to me is the least preferable. I'd rather see this done effectively through the ballot box. That brings up greater issues. So this international, transnational financial community that is running the world really is the government, is it not?
Well, that's right. You know, there's no question about that. And, you know, we do see opportunities to fight that directly at the local level. In some locations in America, the so-called Trans-Texas Corridor, bringing a highway and utility line up from central Mexico and into Canada, spreading out all across the United States is a good example of that. And, of course, the battle now is focused in the state of Texas. And, boy, oh, boy, some people there are just doing a grand job of being vocal local and have got the governor of that state and the U.S. Department of Transportation on their heels and backpedaling all the time. The corruption is becoming apparent. The new revelations are coming out weekly. And these are all dynamics of ordinary citizen-led organizations that are bringing the information to the people. People in Texas are really riling up and working to block this international trade corridor that will work without even custom. I mean, it's a Trojan horse. You know, you load cargoes from China in Mexico, Mexican trucks, drive them up through the U.S., and there's no stopping up until they get to Kansas City. Well, at that point, they're inside the United States. Who knows what's going to be in those containers? Now, that may sound a bit extreme to suggest such things, but it is not a safe world we're living in. The idea of borders is essential if we're to maintain the concepts that are uniquely American. No country in the world that has ever emulated these ideas. No country in the history of the world that's ever had these ideas. And the establishment of borders and the protection of our borders is of utmost importance.
Well, by erasing the borders and the boundaries, it helps to make it possible for people to accept the idea of smart growth and new urbanism far easier in your own lives, less own yards. You know, within perhaps just inches of where your property lies, you mow it, you walk on it, you nurture it, you plant trees there, you've built fences there, and you take care of that. If your neighbor is over mowing in your backyard one morning, you would be outraged probably and want to know what he's doing with his riding lawn on your property. And so by erasing these borders globally, they can get us to forget about private property individually, and I think that's part of this agenda. Certainly, the smart port and that idea is exceedingly diabolical, very clever, putting this old property that's owned by global entities in the center of our nation and letting that be our border, our port of entry, if you will. But what I'm seeing out of the Trans-Texas Corridor Group and the Real ID Coalition and others, we basically have to take Sun Tzu's advice, and in order to defeat an enemy, we must know the enemy. And so we're basically, with our groups, combating pluralism by using pluralism.
Well, you got to know what you're fighting before you can begin to save what you want to defend. And that's why the ending of sustainable development is so important. Now, people might become mind-boggled as they hear us talk about the World Trade Organization and the World Bank and the United Nations and how the political parties have sold out to these concepts and how our Congress is just going right along with it. And they stand there and they say, I can't do anything about that. I can't even stop the local school teachers from teaching my kids about the glory of the UN Declaration of Human Rights. And I say, no, we can do something. We need to understand that bigger picture so that we can begin to focus on, this is their expression, the global to local implementation of sustainable development policy. What I can say to your listeners across this country is that every county in the United States, about 3,060 of them, has a sustainable development program. Your county commissioners or county supervisors are generally part of it, whether they know it or not. They are accepting monies from the federal government, not just for education, but for land use dynamics, and it always comes with the strings attached. The strings are sustainable development policy. They're all led by their coordinators, the National Association boards for county commissioners to accept these things. They think that their county will go broke unless they accept these federal monies, and they just go along with the strings. You know, the reality is that once your neighbors begin to understand this globalist program, we can rally back and begin to elect local people who understand sustainable development, will make some of the difficult choices to keep us clean and clear of this policy that is designed to destroy everything about the American experience. You know, the good news, and sort of a black sense, is that people are becoming suspicious. Most Americans know that something is drastically off. And we've talked a number of subjects today that begin to point to where those offnesses are coming. And we can coordinate what is off as a piece of the sustainable development pie. And so we get right back to where you started this, and that is that Sun Tzu says, if you're going to defeat your enemy in any war, you've got to understand your enemy. And to understand sustainable development is key to our success at preserving our freedom. Remember, at the core, the battle is over the concept of unalienable rights. Now, young people today, even, you know, baby boomers of our age group, never really got much of an exposure to the nature of unalienable rights. We didn't read about the life of George Washington. We didn't study John Locke. You know, we were set to be foggy in our middle age so that our children could be made even less informed about the nature of mankind's greatest achievement, which is the Declaration of Independence and the principles buried into that declaration that are American. This is all being lost. And this is what we can fight to regain. So we need to understand the enemy. We need to understand ourselves. And then, the wildfire coming across America can sweep out the ideologies that are permeating all of our public institutions at this point in time. And the time is running short. It definitely is running short. I don't know how much life is left in the U.S. dollar, but when that funny money fiat dollar implodes, and remember, the globalists can implode it at the timing of their choice. It implodes naturally on its own because of the force of economics, but they can also implode it when they want. And when our dollar is worthless, and we're desperately looking around, what will be offered to us, piece of this new globalist order, were unalienable rights, that is the right to life, liberty, and property, will be gone. And I can punch that by pointing to the one of the organizing documents of Sustainable Development, Agenda 21. It's the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, which came out of the same UN conference in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. It's a 1,300-page document of nonsense. But it says in there that human population, if we are to have an industrial society, that is, if we're not all just peasants, that human population must be reduced by 86%.
And so when we're talking about the abolition, ladies and gentlemen, of private property, and as you've heard on this broadcast before, we've given Andrew Galambos's definitions of property. But when we realize that our first and foremost, our chiefest, most property is our thoughts and our ideas, and from that flow everything else, our actions, the possessions that we acquire in our life, flow from that fountain of ideas and thoughts that make us completely unique individuals on the planet. The abolition of private property includes the abolition of you and I. And as you've just shared, Michael, figures have been bandied about where the reduction of the population on the planet by as much as 86% is in the agenda. We'll be right back to close today's broadcast out. Stay with us.
Yeah.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action to turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become party of the New World Order.
And we have returned. Oops, right here on Become Vocal Local. And Michael, we have a caller calling from Missouri, Jim in Missouri. Carrie, can we bring up Jim, please?
Where are you?
Are you there? There you are, Jim. How are you doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Well, you know, I've been listening to the guy that's been speaking. And listen, folks, we've got good news. We've got really good news. We are on the verge of second renaissance. And we are teaching the people, and the people are learning, okay? We are all kings and queens with only one subject, and that is ourselves. It was laid out in the Declaration of Independence. But more importantly, it was laid out in the preamble of the Constitution.
Well, I could agree with you more, and we are having tremendous success. And for the audience that don't recognize Jim's voice, this is Jim from Missouri, the organizer of the Springfield Ron Paul meetup group. This in Missouri, Jim, this has been an absolute firestorm of change that has shaken the very roots of the foundation of this corrupt two-party system. I would agree with you. I think that we do have great potential. We do have great possibilities. And what Michael has been sharing is that as each of us become more knowledgeable about what is actually the problem, we can implement all of the parts and pieces again that are found in our founding documents and restore this constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Any other comments or questions, Jim?
Well, okay. We the people are the problem. Okay? That's what everybody needs to understand, is that we are the problem. We are not recognizing our sovereignty. We are not acting as sovereigns. We're acting as subjects.
Yeah, not only are we the problem, but we are also the solution, and we're the solution that we've been waiting for. Exactly.
We're the ones we've been waiting for. It's that simple.
I think you'll find that Mike... Let's ask Michael if he would agree or disagree. Michael, how do you respond to Jim's comment?
Well, I respond positively, although I think his initial comment was overstated. I do not think that collectively, I don't like that word, but collectively I do not think that we are on the road to survival. I think that we continue to lose ground to globalists, and yet there are rumblings at base levels, and the caller is reflective of that, that something might be brewing. But it is way too early for us to say, hey, we've got this under control, because we do not. In fact...
Oh, no, we don't. I agree. We don't have it under control yet, but I'm here to tell you, I give us 90 days to 120 days.
Well, that's optimistic indeed, but I understand where Jim is coming from, because there are things afoot that are below the radar screen happening all across America. And the entire concept of becoming vocal local and energizing in the political process and understanding that it's not liberal versus conservative, it's not Republican versus Democrat, it's two controlled parties, and they are the target of our folks. So I thank you, Michael Shaw, for coming with us today and sharing your knowledge. And Jim, thanks for your call. We're coming to the very end of the broadcast. And remember, folks, we can win. Thank you for listening. My name is William Roberts. And until the next time, good afternoon.